Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of The Homing by John Saul, performed by Tanya Eby. Dawn. Prelude.
You've been wanting me the way I've been wanting you, ain't you, kid?
Dawn Sanderson froze, her hand still on the half-open kitchen door. Her mother's boyfriend, Elvis Jenks, was slouched at the kitchen table, an open bottle of beer in front of him, the redness of his eyes a sure sign that the bottle on the table wasn't his first, probably not even his third. But it wasn't the redness in his eyes that scared her. She'd seen that so many times she didn't even pay attention to it anymore. What scared her was the look in those two bloodshot slits, a leering gaze that seemed to slash through her clothes, ripping away her blouse and bra so he could see. She cut the thought off, terrified that he might actually be able to read her mind and think, what? That she was interested in him? Dawn knew Elvis was a drunk, but was he crazy too? What could she ever have done to make him think she might like him? She couldn't even see how her mother could like him. He was such a creep. His hair was greasy, and his fingernails were always dirty, and he smelled bad, too, and not just from the beer he was always drinking. It was like he never even took a bath. She'd known this moment was coming. For the last 2 months, ever since she turned 16, she'd felt him watching her, staring at her when he didn't think she was noticing. She'd even told her mother about it, but her mother hadn't believed her, had even told her she wouldn't believe her unless she saw something herself. But Dawn knew Elvis Jenks wasn't dumb enough to let her mother see anything. Whenever Mavis Sanderson was around, Elvis always acted like he didn't notice Dawn at all. This afternoon, though, with her mother safely at work, Elvis was looking at her in a whole new way. A way that sent shivers down her spine and made her feel sick with fear. Her heart pounding, she tried to edge out the kitchen door, but suddenly her knees threatened to buckle beneath her. Sensing her fear, Elvis Jenks rose from the table and lurched toward her, his lips twisting into a mocking sneer.
Come on, baby, he rasped, a rivulet of saliva dribbling from the corner of his mouth. You know you want it as bad as I want to give it to you.
An ugly cackle bubbled up from the thick phlegm in his throat.
You want to do it right here, or go into your mama's bedroom?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?